Phoenix Audio presents.
The Answer, A Parable for Our Time, by Philip Wiley. "15 minutes," the loudspeakers blared on the flight deck, boomed below, and murmured on the bridge where the brass was assembling. The length of the carrier was great. Consonants from distant horns came belatedly to every ear, and metal fabric set up echoes besides, so the phrase stuttered through the ship and over the sea. 15 minutes to the bomb test. Major General Marcus Scott walked to the cable railing around the deck and looked at the very blue morning. The ship's engines had stopped, and she lay still, aimed west toward the target island like an arrow in a drawn bow. Men passing saluted. The general returned the salutes, bringing a weathered hand to a lofty forehead, to straight coal-black hair above gray eyes and the hawk nose of an Indian. His thoughts veered to the weather. The far surface of the Pacific was lavender, the nearby water seen deeper, a lucent violet. White clouds passed gradually, clouds much of a size and shape with cobalt avenues.